indeed, George Annalisa already said the title of my talk. And in it, my first goal is to show that the very simple theory of the sense for finite topological spaces can motivate and inspire many results in topological descent theory. So I start by giving the standard definition to recall it, in terms of internal categories and pseudo-functors or C-index categories for categories C with pullback. So I consider a pseudo-functor, a morphism in C, and the kernel pair of P as in an internal category in C, and descent P can be defined as being the category of internal actions of equi-P on ket. And we have this standard commutative diagram of functors where K is the comparison functor, and as usual we say that P is phi descent if K is full and faithful, and that P is phi effective phi descent if K is an equivalent. This is well known to be equivalent to the original definition of Alexander Grothendieck, expressed in the language of vibrations. In the case of topological descent theory, we study, we consider for the base category, the category of topological spaces, a pullback stable class of continuous maps, and phi b is the full subcategory of top B, consisting of the morphisms in E with codomain B, and phi p is induced by the pullback functor, and in this case we replace descent C by descent E, and we speak about E descent and effective E descent. It is also well known that if E is the class of all maps, descent reduced to monadicity, indeed the category of descent data relative to P is isomorphic to the category of T algebras induced on the category top E by the monad defined by this adjunction. This is a result of published by Benabou and Rubo, and also known attribute to Beck. Also, it was not the two. Is better. So we can have both. Yes, I thought that this was a good idea, but I was afraid that this could not work. So I will try. I recall something that people know for sure, that the T algebras are indeed a very simple description. The T algebras are just the triples, where using the multiplicative notation, they satisfy these very easy conditions, these three equations. I would like also to recall that there is no simple description of effective descent morphisms in very many categories. Of course, we have a very simple description, for instance, for the category of compact Hausdorff spaces, obviously, and you will see for finite topological spaces. But in general, it is not they have not a easy description. Anyway, we know several classes of morphisms that are effective descent morphisms. I list some ones. one, the first one are the maps which locally admit a section, a continuous section, are locally sectionable maps. The open proper surjections, and finally the triportion maps in the sense of Michael that contains all the others and are strictly contained in the category of effective descent morphemes. Indeed, in Oberwolfach, in the workshop that took place there in 1997, Till proved that there was effective, there were examples of effective descent morphisms that were are not tried portions. And this is a class with some good properties, namely it is stable under pullbacks, it is closed under composition, and it is also closed under products. So what are the descent morphisms? The descent morphisms are exactly the morphisms that are the regular epis that are stable under pullback, are the universal quotients. And these morphisms were characterized by Day and Kelly in the language of open sets and in the language of convergent structures. In the first case, it is obvious if the fiber over B is covered by as an open cover, so B should be in the interior of the image of a finite subset. And the second case, because it inspired something else that I will talk in a few minutes, if the there is an ultra filter on B converging to B, so you can find an ultra filter on E converging to some point in the fiber of B, P fiber of B, such that the image of V by P is U. The characterization of effective descent morphisms in top was obtained just in 91. It was obtained by Reiterman and Tolan, and it is the following. If P is an effective descent morphism, if and only if every crest of ultra filters in B has a lifting along P, it looks quite easy. But when we give four definitions and three lemmas and one theorem, everything seems quite clear. But I borrow this from Reiterman's Dolan paper. This is a crest of ultra filters converging to B that I recall. Many of you of well know what this means. If you have ultra filters on B converging to B sub I, and this B sub I converges to B with respect to an ultra filter in the indexed set. So, and the list is in this case that we can find also a filter in E, satisfying certain conditions and converging to a point in the inverse image of P. Also in 91, Jan Reiterman constructs the first example of a non-effective descent morphism. Trying to understand better the characterization of Reiterman Tolan, I looked for an easier example of a non-effective descent morpher. And so, just to set some notation, some terminology, I consider an object in descent P, and Q is the co-equalizer of pi 2 xi. And I concluded that pi 2 xi is well known to be an equivalence relation in C. And I concluded that for categories that has pullbacks and certain co-equalizers, we could say that P is an effective descent morphism if this equivalence relation is effective and its co-equalizer is a universal quotient. Of course, this is just a convenient reformulation of Beck's monadicity theorem in this context. It happens that for the category of topological spaces where equivalence relations are far from being effective, in this case, all these equivalence relations are effective, and these criteria that I have just referred to reduces to this: a quotient is an effective descent morphism if and only if, for every descent situation defining a space A, this square is a pullback. This very easy characterization criterion, I should not call it characterization, enabled me to find a very simple, finite example. It has only six elements. A finite example of a non-effective descent morphism. A convenient reformulation of this criterion for the E setting allowed me enabled me some 1 year before to find a finite example of a surjective morphism which is effective for etal descent, that is for local homeomorphism, which is not effective for descent. Then, analyzing the finite examples, Janelitz and I decided to study in detail the finite case. And we concluded that essentially all results in topological descent theory can be motivated by the finite instance, which became very simple and natural as soon as they are interpreted in the language of preorders. And in this category, so the standard isomorphism, well-known isomorphisms between finite topological spaces and finite, the category of finite topological spaces and finite preorder. For objects, we consider this order, that is the dual of the so-called specialization order. So I say that y is less than equal than x if and only if y belongs to the smallest open set containing x. And then we obtain the following. In finite top, regarding P as a functor between small categories, we have that P is a descent morphism if P is surjective on morphisms. So for every morphism, for each morphism in B, we can find a morphism in E whose image by P is the Moses we start with. And analogously for effective descent morphisms. So defective descent morphisms between finite topological spaces are exactly, again, considered as functors, are the functors that are surjective on composable paths. So, and then we could see that the description of pullback stable regular epimorphisms, as well as the Reitermann-Tolan theorem, are appropriated infinite versions of these theorems. To see another result that was inspired further work, I would like to recall the characterization, the description in the finite case of triquotients. So the triquotients between finite topological spaces are exactly those morphisms or those functors between small categories which are surjective on sequence, finite sequences of morphisms, of composable morphisms for arbitrary n. This was proved first by Janelitz and myself, and the sufficiency by Clementino in 2000. And also, this inspired further work of Clementino and Hoffman that were able to characterize triquotients for general spaces. I would like to say something that is could be a starting point for something more deep. Everybody knows the duality between finite distributive lattice and finite order spaces, the category of finite order. And so we can characterize immediately the codescent morphisms of finite distributive lattice and the effective codescent morphisms in this category. And this is very easy because M is a codescent morphism if for every chain of prime filters on domain, or if every chain, two chain of prime filters of the domain, we can find a chain of prime filters on the codomain whose inverse image is the chain we start with. And analogously for effective descent morphisms, replacing two chains by three chains. And I think usually one thinks about this duality using instead of prime ideals joined irreducible elements. But if we think about this as prime ideals and we think about ordered stone spaces as probably this could give us a condition that I never saw for characterizing this type of morphisms for distributive arbitrary distributive lattice. Back to the E setting. I would like to refer that the descent for bijective continuous morphisms is very close to global descent. Indeed, descent and descent relative to bijection is exactly the same thing. So it is something that has to deal with finer topologies of the codomain of a morphism. And even for effective descent morphism, defective descent morphisms are exactly defective morphisms relative to bijective continuous maps, which are stable and pullback. But I would like to tell that even at the for finite topological spaces, the two notions do not coincide. Indeed, effective for bijective descent is not the same as descent. Also, if we take for E the class of local homeomorphism, so the tal maps, the E descent morphisms were characterized by Genelitz and Tolan in 94. The characterization of effective E descent morphism is an open problem, and in the case of finite topological space, Genelitz and I characterized them in 2001 essentially in the following way that I sketch now. So, I thought that there is something wrong. We observed first that the ethal morphisms considered as factors are exactly the discrete vibrations. So, we have the isomorphisms between ethal morphisms with codomain A, B, I say, and functors from B opposite to set. And now we have this factorization of P considered as a functor between the two categories E and B, which is a factorization through the image by Z of the double category equi-P, for where Z is the left adjoint to the functor from cat to double cat, which can be defined, which assigned to each category the category of squares. And in this case can be described in the following way. This category is obtained this way. The E bar is the free category generated by E having the morphisms E and the elements of the pullback of the kernel pair of P. And the morphisms in this category are the equivalence classes of these morphisms, where the horizontal morphisms are the elements of the kernel pair, the vertical are the morphisms in E, for the smallest equivalence relation, which contain the obvious one when they belong to the same set, and also all pairs forming squares. So if I have here something like that, so I consider that these are the same morphisms. And this I hope I don't miss nothing. No, that's it. So this the standard diagram transforms into this one, up to equivalence. And so to K, instead of analyzing K, I can just think about, we can just think about this functor set phi opposite. And we have the following. Of course, P is etal descent. If this functor is Alexepi, and I, if this functor is full and faithful, and I we can use this as a definition of Lex epi for phi opposite. And P is an effective descent morphism if it is an equivalence. Indeed, I recall the following, that this functor is an equivalence when, if and only if, the extension of phi opposite to Cauchy completions is an equivalence. But it in this case we are the categories are preordered. So this is what we get for the we got for the characterization of effective etal descent morphisms of finite topological spaces. So P should induce a quotient map in this way to its image. And the second condition is that this category Z equi P is a preorder, and also that P is essentially surjective on objects. Now it is useful to have this too, indeed. Because I can recall the definition of what is a Lex epi. A Lex epi, a functor between small categories is a Lex epi, is this functor is full and faithful for every small category C. These Lex epis and Lex monics was studied in early 70s by Gray and Rostreet, and also Day that called them Cauchy dense functors, and also more recently by Carboni, Johnson, Street, and Vergi in 91. So in this case we have that P is a Lex epi if and only if P star, which I denote the functor obtained when C is replaced by the category of sets, is full and faithful. This is why I said that I could use this as a definition of Lex epi. And also the third condition says that the category of all factorizations of morphisms in B through P of E, which means this category has as objects all these factorizations, and as morphisms all morphisms in E, which makes these triangles to commute. So the next step was to think what could we get when considering functors and functors between small categories, and taking for E either the discrete vibrations or the discrete vibrations or the discrete op vibrations. And the reason why I said the discrete vibrations or the discrete op vibrations is exactly because this second condition is self-dual, in the sense that P is a leg happy, if and only if P opposite, the functor P opposite, between E opposite and the opposite usual definition, is also a leg happy. So what we have in this case for this factorization, we have that P is E descent, whether E are discrete vibration or discrete off vibrations, if and only if phi x is a lax epimorphism. For effective descent morphisms, I just wrote what is well known. Of course, P is an effective descent morphism if set the induced functor set up set phi is an equivalence, and this is equivalent to say that the extension of phi to the Cauchy completions is an equivalence. This is also an opportunity to see that to have a very easy example showing that descent give more information than monadicity, because in this case, considering this considering the commutative diagram, we have that P star is monadic if and only if it is faithful, if and only if it is conservative, if and only if every object of P is a retract of an object in the image P of E. So we see that P star being monadic can be very far from being even E descent. I could give a very some kind of minimal example of a monadic that is not E descent. For instance, for preorders, if I consider E with two elements, and B with just one morphism, and this the functor between these small categories, is obvious that Z equi P is exactly the same of E. So this is the identity. And phi in this case is equal to P. P is obviously monadic. P star is obvious monadic, but it is not even E descent because of the characterization that tells us that the factorizations of H through P E of E should be as to be connected. So I think it's all. Thank you.